You're listening to a Marketplace special on the economics of disability. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and I want to introduce my co-host for this segment.
Hi, I'm Katie Sabin, and I have a few disabilities, including Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. I'm working on my PhD right now in the Social Welfare Department at UC Berkeley.
And now we're going to focus on the subject of work. A lot of people go to work with what we call an invisible disability, with few or no outward signs of the fact that they might struggle with some aspects of a job.
Yet it affects their employment opportunities, their sense of identity, and obviously their financial prospects.
Like for this listener who wrote in to tell us about her experience.
My name is Carol Phillips, and I live in Silcope, North Carolina.
Phillips has a mild traumatic brain injury from hitting her head. This slowed down her thinking process.
After the accident, she went back to work, and things were fine. But when she got transferred to a different office, her bosses were less understanding.
In my new job, I was a technical writer. And one of the problems I have is word retrieval. So I would use the wrong word, what instead of want, that sort of thing. So one of the things that I really asked for was somebody to just proofread my work. And my boss said no. If I had had accommodations that I'd asked for, my job performance would have been better, and I think that I would have stayed employed. I certainly wanted to stay employed. The only choice I had was to go out on disability or be fired, and disability was a better choice. But it's a real decrease in lifestyle and everything else. And I felt literally worthless. Absolutely worthless.
Today, Phillips is a published writer.
Sometimes, a person who struggles with certain aspects of a job just hops from one gig to the next, over and over, like our next contributor.
My name is Valentino Perez. I live in Bronx, New York. I have a learning disability, ADHD with no hyperactivity, and dyslexia.
Perez has worked in lots of places, a boarding school, tutoring programs, a factory, a card writing company. At that last job, he got fired for not being punctual, which he says was a result of his ADHD.
Perez started waiting until after he was hired to ask for accommodations for his learning disability. But he says that small changes that benefit employees with disabilities could have far-reaching benefits.
Even though I have a reading disability, and what I request is asking something. No one can tell me that it does not benefit more people than just me. It could blend into a business so seamlessly that people would be like, that's a cool feature. I actually might want to try that. And before you know it, it doesn't become a disability services request. It becomes just an everyday side feature like talk to text-to-speech has become on devices. You don't know it exists, but it exists.
Our next guest is an academic researcher and uses a text reader also, when she can.
My name is Carrie Krogan, and I am severely dyslexic. For many years, I didn't ask for reasonable accommodation at my workplace, but the more and more communication was more written communication, it really started to put me at a disadvantage. So finally, I got a text reader, as well as being a mathematician, a statistician. I have a master's degree, but I read and write at a fifth grade level. Reasonable accommodations aren't special treatment. They allow us to play on an even field. They just allow the employee to reach their potential.
That was Carol Phillips, Valentino Perez, and Carrie Krogan sharing their experiences having invisible disabilities in the workplace.
We want to add that there are many kinds of experiences with invisible disabilities, including mental health. Thanks to all of our listeners who wrote to us with comments and experiences for this special.
And of course, there's another side to this, that of employers. We'll hear more about that on next week's show. And the conversation continues on our website, marketplace.org, where you'll find all the stories from this episode.